This is Senator Bob Dole. Sometimes getting a zero on a test can be a real bonus. I'll tell Ted why as we face off. Ted, your hand must be pretty sore the way you've been patting yourself on the back lately. Our listeners have been hearing you boast about your good ratings on the scorecards of special interest groups. That's why I'm using the airwaves today to proudly announce my zero rating, Ted. That's right. I flunked the test with flying colors. I bombed with your friends at the ultra-liberal Americans for Democratic Action. But you scored a 90% with your votes against balancing the federal budget, with your votes to weaken national defense, your votes to pack the courts with liberals, and your votes to shrug off the communist menace in Central America. Ted, congratulations on your almost perfect rating.
Come on, Bob, confess. You took a dive on that test. You're no Franklin Roosevelt or even a Theodore Roosevelt for that matter, but no one thinks you deserve a zero ADA rating. You're too moderate a Republican. Look at it this way, Bob. If you score zero, imagine what Jesse Helms gets, 100 below. With your presidential aspirations, Bob, it's understandable that you feel the need to woo the right wing of your party. I suppose you can fool some of the right wing some of the time, Bob, but your moderate record on civil rights is enough to take you out of the hardcore right wing camp. And Jack Kemp doesn't call you the tax collector of the welfare state for nothing. Why, you undid a third of the excessive 1981 Reagan tax cut, practically single-handedly. I'm proud of my ADA rating, Bob, but yours obviously needs an asterisk. This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to raise the minimum wage. Bob Dole and I will face off next on that issue. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.